BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU softball team was set to open up Northern Sun Conference play today. The game has been moved to April because of the cold. BSU junior outfielder Angie Roberts joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Get the fastest internet speeds, up to a gigabit per second, at an affordable rate with no phone line required with the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. The GigaZone is quickly expanding, and to find out when it may reach you, visit paulbunyan.net. Get all fiber optic fast internet speeds, up to 80 times faster than cable, and over 100 times faster than DSL. Can you gig it? It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU softball team was set to open up Northern Sun Conference play today at home. Games now have been rescheduled for April the 14th. Beavers are still set to open up Northern Sun Conference play now this weekend as they travel on the road to Winona State in Upper Iowa. The Beavers will now play their home opener next Tuesday, March 29th. Beavers are currently 17-6 on the season, in large part to their pitching staff. And BSU junior outfielder Angie Roberts says that the pitching staff has taken a lot of pressure off the offense and the defense.
You know, you can't complain coming out with 9 wins, so I think we all did really well. The freshmen stepped up, and of course the pitching, Jenna and Yost and Rochelle were on fire. So, you know, it's really nice. They've improved a lot this year and with the help from Nicole. So, I mean, we're not as nervous for those line shots in the outfield. At least me personally. Can't speak for the other outfielders.
Again, BSU 17-6 on the season. Travels to Winona State in Upper Iowa this weekend. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.